This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Banks had a pretty good day in the markets today. The big ones passed their break glass in case of emergency stress tests earlier this week. How they would do, basically, if the bottom fell out. And Fed Chair Janet Yellen had some nice things to say about banks as well, that in a nutshell, she doesn't think there's going to be another massive financial crisis in her lifetime. Fingers crossed on that one, of course. But traditional banks are only part of the picture when it comes to the U.S. financial system. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports there is still a whole lot of risk out there that is tricky to test.
Shadow banking is in some ways like traditional banking, but way more shadowy.
Shadow banking is banking that is outside of the formal regulatory structure and the formal safety net that we think of when we put our money in a bank.
Andrew Metrick is a finance professor at the Yale School of Management. He guesses the shadow banking industry today could be as big as traditional banking. And we know from the Fed, assets of U.S. commercial banks total more than $16 trillion with a T dollars. Shadow banking is a system of complex, interconnected entities that works in those hard-to-wrap-your-head-around corners of the economy, like mortgage-backed securities and money market mutual funds. But is shadow banking healthy? Could it pass its own tests?
We don't know that much because the shadow banking, the activity, is not embodied in single institutions that we can look at.
Which is why a lot of finance experts aren't convinced the state of the overall banking system is all hunky-dory.
I think it continues to potentially pose grave risks, not necessarily in the immediate future, but in the longer-term future.
Catherine Judge is a professor at Columbia Law School.
The real risk is we still don't have a regulatory structure that does a very good job of allowing us to see that big picture.
She says there have been modest improvements since the financial crisis, but it's still possible that a breakdown in the shadow banking system could spill over into the real economy. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.